reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 34, etc. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone has found. He hides it again and goes off happy, sells everything he owns and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes and sells everything he owns and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea that brings in a haul of all kinds. When it is full, the fishermen haul it ashore. Then, sitting down, they collect the good ones in a basket and throw away those that are no use. This is how it will be at the end of time. The angels will appear and separate the wicked from the just, to throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Have you understood all this? They said, yes. And he said to them, well then, every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out from his storeroom things both old and new. The Word of God. Amen. So we have a continuation this Sunday of the parables from Matthew, a sequence we've had the last few Sundays. The first parable is very short, about likening the kingdom of heaven to a treasure hidden in a field. If you look back over your life now, see if you can focus on something that was of paramount importance to you when you were, say, 10 or 12. Was it a bike? Was it to be in a team? Was it to save up and get something, like a camera? Or then when you were 20, what was your focus there that you kept aiming for? And at 30, how had it changed? 40, 50, and so on. Very often we have a key focus in our lives, like these wonderful sports people preparing for the Olympic Games or some other key event. Their whole life becomes disciplined towards that thing they are aiming for, that treasure, that moment of gold on a podium, having the sash, the medal, the bouquet. And the second one, parable here, the kingdom of heaven, like a merchant looking for fine pearls. How often do we recognize the pearl in other people? Do we keep seeking it? Or do we keep rubbing the sand into the outer covering and making it more covered up than ever? There's something about the seeking, something about giving everything to find the treasure, to buy the treasure. Then the third parable here is slightly different. The kingdom of heaven this time is like the dragnet hauling in all kinds of fish. I pondered this one for quite a while, and it wasn't till I went back to that symbol of the fish that the very early Christians used. Then the parable made sense. If you remember, the first followers of Jesus were Jews, and they lived happily in their Jewish community and followed the principles Jesus had outlined for them as well. And then things went a bit wrong. They were no longer welcome in the temple. They were run out of their country. And a group found refuge, it's thought, in Antioch. And it's from there that the Gospel of Matthew came. And I understand those early Christians there were joined by many others of all races and peoples. It was no longer just a group of Jewish people who were the followers of Jesus. And they had to study these principles of Jesus as later became the Gospel of Matthew, they had to learn them by heart before they were baptized. And this is all these main teaching parts, and the Gospel of Matthew was what they had to learn by heart. And as they all came in, they were like all the various kinds of fish. Some were able to grasp the principles that Jesus had laid down for them: care of the poor, tremendous forgiveness above all, selling all to follow Jesus, giving up the principles of their culture and the worldly ambitions of the day to become a true follower of Jesus, finding the pearl in all other people. It took a number of people to cast that dragnet out. A couple stayed on the shore while the others went out in the boat to take the net right out and then secure it. And then pulling it in was the effort of a group. It was a group effort to bring in the fish of all kinds. And then not all fish were able to become of use, and so were not collected into the basket, but were thrown away. And that is a wee bit like the evangelization that we're being called upon again today. It's not just the work of the priests or those leaders in the parish that we see quite a lot of. It's the effort of many, the effort of all, to bring in others into the net. But all that are brought in, brought ashore in this following of Jesus, not all are able to stay the distance. Not all can understand and live out these principles, this radical way of life that shuns pomp and pomposity, but rather serves those who are in need, forgives people right to the end. And so then the final part of this passage: the kingdom of heaven is like one who knows how to bring out from his storeroom things both old and new. Perhaps those fish gathered in by the dragnet there in Antioch about the year 80 or 85 AD, perhaps some were wanting this group to follow along the principles of their previous tradition. Perhaps people in Antioch wanted the fundamentals to be as always done in Antioch. Perhaps these newcomers from Palestine wanted to follow the principles of the Old Testament. But here we're told the kingdom of God has the wisdom to bring out both old and new as they are appropriate. A, to find the treasure in the field, and B, to find the pearls in other people, and C, to keep on going out with the dragnet to share our faith with others. This is the kingdom of God. Amen.